This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Fed meets tomorrow on interest rates, and the shorter-term costs of borrowing are unlikely to be increased. Financial market turbulence and only tepid demand by consumers has led some forecasters to raise warning flags about recession. While warnings are not the same as predictions, a group of economists surveyed recently put the chances of recession this year at 1 in 5. That's double the risk they set 6 months ago. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman reports.
When I want a calm and measured view on Wall Street, I go to this guy, David Blitzer, chairman of the Index Committee at Standard & Poor's.
It's been pretty wild.
Okay, that doesn't sound so measured. So I asked him, what are the biggest economic risks right now?
There's oil, China, there's the U.S. dollar, there's political anxiety. This expansion's getting old. This recovery never took off. We got too many villains, but none of them are really very big and nasty.
Not enough to cause a recession, anyway. Blitzer says most recessions are caused by the Fed, raising interest rates to fight inflation and slow an overheating economy.
This current era has virtually no inflation.
And the economy's not close to overheating. But maybe we're just due for a recession. The expansion is 6.5 years old, longer than most since World War II. Investment strategist William Delwich at Robert W. Baird & Company doesn't buy it.
The age of the recovery doesn't actually increase the chances of going into a recession. The single best indicator that a recession is on its way is initial jobless claims.
And those are near decade lows. Still, Blitzer says there's a sort of historical rule of recessions here, at least as far back as
December of 1854. None of them have ever gone on forever. So the chances that all of a sudden this one does are pretty slim.
And when it finally does show up, what kind of recession will it be? Well, most economists agree it'll be less like the Great Recession and more like the mild garden variety one we had back in 2001.
Unless it's some really bizarre event, it's not going to be as severe as 2007, 2009, probably 10 to 12 months, push the unemployment rate to something like 8%. Doesn't mean it'll be fun, but it's not that bad.
The most recent poll of economists pegs the next recession for 2018. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.